Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County deputies investigate possible international gold investment scam. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. The Campbell County Sheriff's Office is investigating a possible scam after a Gillette man reportedly sent hundreds of thousands of dollars overseas as part of what he believed was a gold investment. Sheriff Scott Matheny says the case came to light Monday when Wells Fargo contacted the Wyoming Department of Family Services about concerns that one of its customers might be the victim of fraud. Deputies responded around 11:30 a.m. to the home of a 71-year-old man on Stone Trail Avenue in Gillette. According to Deputy Ben Gould, the man said he had been investing money in what he believed was a legitimate gold venture with a friend from Kenya. The man said he had been working with someone named Casey on gold transactions and did not believe he was being scammed out of roughly $500,000. Authorities say the bank flagged the account after noticing several large transfers ranging from about $75,000 to $100,000 at a time, which triggered an automatic fraud alert. The man told deputies he had previously met the individual and had traveled with him to Dubai and other parts of Africa in the past. Deputies advised the man to contact the FBI before sending any additional money. The sheriff's office says the case will be referred to the FBI for further investigation, with local deputies assisting as needed. Wyoming firefighters helping battle historic Nebraska wildfires. Wyoming firefighters are stepping in to help their neighbors as massive wildfires continue to burn across Nebraska. According to Cowboy State Daily, dozens of engines, firefighters, and communications personnel from Wyoming have been deployed to assist crews battling several large fires that together have burned more than 750,000 acres. The largest is the Morrell Fire in western Nebraska, which has scorched more than 572,000 acres and is now considered the largest wildfire in Nebraska history. Agencies from across Wyoming are helping, including crews connected to Campbell County, Crook County, Sublette County, and Jackson. Officials say at least 26 Wyoming engines are assisting on the Morrell and Cottonwood fires. Justin Burkett, chief of the Yoder Fire Protection District south of Torrington, says the conditions created a recipe for disaster, with dry fields and winds reaching as high as 70 miles per hour. More than 200 personnel are currently assigned to the Morrell fire alone. Another major blaze, the Cottonwood fire south of Interstate 80, has burned more than 130,000 acres. Fire officials say the Morrell fire started after a downed power line, while the causes of the other fires are still under investigation. Despite the scale of the disaster, officials say the response from neighboring states shows the strength of regional cooperation. Fire crews say Nebraska would do the same if Wyoming were facing a similar emergency. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.